The change personal history is just, here's how you do the change personal history. You just collapse negative anchors. So you have them think of the thing that, where they have that negative anchor, and you fire the positive one simultaneously. But I had to deaden that negative anchor first to bring it down in order to engulf it into the positive one. So I started with the I pattern scramble, which is always the first way that I'll start because it's the simplest and easiest way. And I threw in some pattern interrupts in there while we were doing the I pattern scramble. But I could see from his physiology that I wanted to do a little deeper, so I went in and I did the fast phobia model on the memory, and then we collapsed the memory. The part of it that was changed personal history was when we were actually collapsing the anchor. And so back to the script, yeah. So you were asking about the phobia model.
So I'm not clear on where I'm watching, not where I'm watching, but listening. Okay, in the movie theater, in the projection, I'm watching self sitting in the movie theater, watching.
That's an example of what we call double disassociation.
Watching the movie. So
yeah.
If you watch the movie the first time, is it black and white, and you're watching it in full, right?
Yes. So then you're back up at the booth. What I do is I have him run. He's in the projection booth watching. He's sitting in the projection booth watching himself in the theater watch the movie. That's what we call double disassociation. If we just had him in the theater watching the movie, what's that called?
Dissociation.
No, hold on. I want to be clear, though. So if he's just sitting in the theater, that's called dissociation. Sitting up in the projection booth is double dissociation. So when you're working with trauma, you're going to do double dissociation if you're going to do that fast phobia model. So I just had him in the projection booth watching himself watch the movie. And what I did was I had him watch himself watch the movie from a place of safety at the beginning to a place of safety at the end, all the way through in black and white. Then what I do is I have him, and I say one final time. Then what I have him do is I have him jump in or associate into the end of the movie and run it backwards, back through in color. Now, I could just have him run it backwards and then jump up into the projection booth. Jumping up into the projection booth is going to break the state, so we don't loop it. And I could just have him do that part three or four times. Instead, I added some other stuff in there to interrupt the pattern even more. So I had him jump into the back of the movie and run it backwards through with circus music. Or have him jump into the back of the movie and have him run it backwards through with everybody rock and roll dancing. So, and what's that doing? What that's doing is it's scrambling the pattern in a non-mirror image reverse way until he can't access that anymore. And once we got it down, then I did the we actually did the change personal history, which is just simply collapsing negative anchors in the past. Now, it's a nice technique to use